This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski, Senate District 33 in Bozeman. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Lola Zinke, the wife of Montana congressional candidate Ryan Zinke, designated a home in California as her primary residence for tax purposes, according to a new report from Politico that is sure to provide fodder for political opponents. Ryan Zinke said the residence is Lola's legal primary residence, but that his legal residence is in Montana. Lola Zinke has a long family history at the California property and currently operates a business there. A tax filing obtained by Politico shows that last August, Lola Zinke received a homeowner tax exemption for the home in Santa Barbara County, California. The exemption offers a $7,000 deduction on property value assessments, with regulations stating that homes, quote, must have been the principal place of residence of the owner, unquote, at the beginning of the calendar year. Politico further reports that the Zinkes had listed the California home as their mailing address on various legal forms. The issue of how strong Ryan Zinke's ties are to Montana has been a long simmering political issue in the state, with political opponents questioning how much time he spends in California compared to Whitefish. The attack has amplified in this election, with his main Republican opponent in Montana's new Western Congressional District, former State Senator Al Olszewski, launching an ad calling Ryan Zinke a California resident. The Biden administration is opening www.covidtests.gov for a third round of orders while reiterating its calls on Congress to act on additional COVID response funding. U.S. households are now able to order an additional 8 free at-home tests at covidtests.gov, bringing the total number of free tests available to each household since the start of the program to 16. The tests were first made available on Monday. The government first launched the website to allow for the order of free tests in January, and Americans were able to order their second round of tests in March. During both rounds, people could order a maximum of 4 tests per household. This third round doubles that. President Biden's administration has delivered 350 million free tests so far. On Monday, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention updated its guidance to endorse COVID-19 testing for all domestic travelers. Previously, the recommendation to test before domestic travel applied to those who were not up to date with their COVID-19 vaccines. J.D. Hall, a far-right website publisher, federally licensed firearms dealer, and ultra-conservative pastor at Fellowship Baptist Church in Sydney, was arrested earlier this month for a DUI and carrying a concealed weapon while under the influence of alcohol or drugs. Jordan J.D. Hall, 40, was pulled over May 11th for driving through a stop on East Holly Street in Sydney and crossing into a bicycle lane around 11 p.m. The officer noted in the field report that Hall's eyes were closing slowly, his speech was slurred, and he stumbled at times during the traffic stop. The police report states Hall performed very poorly during his standardized field sobriety test. After he was arrested for DUI, an officer found a Smith & Wesson Shield handgun in a waistband holster under Hall's coat. Hall's presence in Sydney has gained statewide notoriety in recent years. He has toured Montana with far-right conservative Republican legislators and congressional candidates to rally against what they called the, quote, LGBTQ agenda, unquote. He held an event at the state capitol on January 6th to show support for those who were arrested for rioting and the insurrection at the U.S. Capitol a year earlier. His bankruptcy filing in February put the brakes on a libel lawsuit filed against him by a transgender lobbyist and advocate. Hall had posted pictures online of a wall space among his hunting trophies marked for the metaphoric head of the lobbyist's attorney. In 2017, Hall and another man were removed from a church after interrupting the service and loudly protesting that a woman was allowed to speak in the church. In that incident, law enforcement was called to the scene and asked Hall to leave.
This is Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.